Pending home sales are crashing, and in today's show, you'll learn if that means housing prices are about to crash. I'm your host, Steve Van Meter, and thanks for joining me today. As many people are worried about an imminent crash in housing prices because they recently purchased in the last few years and are concerned that the overvaluation might lead to a severe correction. Meanwhile, others are hoping that housing prices do crash as they sit on the sidelines and look to get in. And are pending home sales a sign that we might be on the edge of another great financial crisis led by housing prices? Well, let's pick this story up. As U.S. pending home sales unexpectedly double in November, this headline from Zero Hedge, we look back to November and they fell 2.24% month over month from October, which is an unusually large number at this stage of the game. Now, year over year basis, it's slowing down to 0.21%. But what does all that mean? Well, if we look at pending home sales in red, and just so you understand, a pending home sale means you've entered a contract either to buy or to sell, and it hasn't been executed. It hasn't closed escrow yet. And of course, that means it can fall out of escrow, but it does not become a sale until it is a sale. So when you start to see pending home sales, which are a leading indicator, start to drop, well, you can kind of guess what that means for existing home sales. And here you can see on this wonderful chart from Zero Hedge, the pending home sales in red are a leading indicator for orange, the orange line of existing home sales. And as pending home sales look to roll over and head lower, that could mean existing home sales go down. And of course, that means the prices will come with it. And here we can see what is the risk that's coming. It is the Fed. And a lot of people do not understand what the Fed can do to housing prices. But let's see what's coming middle of this month is the increase in SOMA holdings of Treasury securities by $40 billion and agency mortgage backed by $20 billion. Now remember, that's $60 billion total. And this started out at $120 billion. So in the middle of January, this mid-monthly purchase program is scaling back half of the former amount that we were running. And if you look at what the damage the Fed does to the housing market, here you can see new one-family houses sold in the United States against the federal funds effective rate. When the federal funds rate in red starts to rise, well, housing sales start to slow. And here you can see every time the housing price or federal funds rate rises, housing prices slow. And then in this case, we in 2008, we had the great financial crisis. But looking back, every time the Fed over tightens, well, things get wrong. Now, I know many are saying, but the Fed's not even tightening yet. They're just going to slow down the amount of their easing. And that's not the full story. The Fed is a factor here. But another factor is all this fiscal stimulus that is now gone. And we see this headline from the Wall Street Journal that the last one, the monthly child tax credit payment ceased, ending cushion for family budgets. Now, of course, Democrats are trying to revive the child tax credit, but opposition from Senator Joe Manchin and Republicans is saying no at the moment. And more than 30 million households started getting up to $300 per child in July after Congress temporarily transformed an annual tax break into a near universal monthly benefit. And the full expanded credit went to households with incomes up to $75,000 and $112 for other, or $150 for married couples. But that's not the issue. The issue is all the fiscal stimulus from the pandemic on top of the child tax credit, much of that was used to spur economic growth and some of it used to buy homes. And of course, home builders are really excited about it. And what we see is that home builder sentiment is way up here and home buyer confidence, which is way up here, is shown upside down, and home builder confidence is down here. These are shown reverse because home buyers aren't all that confident right now at all. In fact, they've got their lettering wrong, as a matter of fact, because here we can see from this chart off of Twitter that U.S. new home sales and units, when they scale up, well, look at this, the buying conditions, as I mentioned, the chart I just showed you was upside down, so buying conditions are at lows not seen since the 1980s. And what that's telling you is that home buyers are not excited about these higher prices. Meanwhile, builders are. And historically, when people get home buyer conditions drop, that means sales are about to drop, and with that, prices are headed lower too. And here we can see that U.S. home price growth slowed again in October. This from Wall Street Journal. The Case-Shiller National Home Price Index rose 19.1% in the year that ended in October, and rising home prices are pushing some buyers out of the market, which is not really a big surprise. While the number of home sales rose in November, the proportion of first-time home buyers fell to 26%. The lowest level since January 2014 and down from 32% a year earlier. And that is a critical issue because new home buyers are the lifeblood of the housing industry. About a third of all homes sold need to be to new home buyers. And when they get priced out of the market, well, that means people that are looking to move up, well, they don't have anyone to sell to. And that starts to begin the end of the bull market in housing. Let's continue on because U.S. home prices moved substantially higher, but at a decelerating rate, according to the managing director of S&P Dow Jones Indices. Quote, that said, October's 19.1% gain in the national composite is the fourth highest reading in 34 years covered by our data, with the top three being 3 months preceding October. And sure enough, here is the S&P Case-Shiller U.S. National Home Price Index. And you can see that it generally steadily rises, but when it starts to peak and roll over, well, oftentimes when you're at the end of an expansion, or in this case, the end of fiscal stimulus and monetary stimulus, it means that the home prices are going to slow and, worst case, head even lower. And that's the fear that many people have because homes are still selling. And that's what the part that doesn't make sense to some people is homes are still selling. And here we see another headline from Wall Street Journal that homes sold in November at the fastest pace in 10 months. So how can this be if homes are selling at record paces? How can we possibly be seeing peak home prices and on the edge of the crash? And again, it all has to do with the Fed, and you see the end of the fiscal stimulus. And that's why I wanted to show you that slide, that when the Fed starts to tighten, which is expected to happen later this year, and with the massive withdrawal of fiscal stimulus that was driving prices higher, well, there's not going to be much left to prop up home prices, and that is the big risk that we face. And you see sales are on track for the best year since 2006, driven by low interest rates and a strong job market. I'm not sure about the last part, but the holiday season, cold weather in some parts of this country typically curtail home sales near the end of the year, but activity hasn't slowed much in recent weeks. Buyers might have been in a rush to purchase before home prices rose further or interest rates ticked upward, according to chief economist at Fannie Mae. And here you can see what is the issue here is not just the Fed, it's inflation. Because when inflation is rising, of course, people get excited that home prices are rising. And what happens when inflation starts to roll over? It actually is bad news for home prices. And you can see inflation and home prices not entirely in sync, but when it gets way out of line, what happens to family budgets is money has to go from one thing to the other. And that means less discretionary spending, less disposable income, and less of an ability to afford the home prices. And that's why ultimately they come down, because people that need to sell have to find someone who can afford. And that means prices tend to go down. And that is the scenario. Then you start to, again, bring out the fiscal stimulus issue. And without that, you can see why home prices potentially are likely to crash. Now, one thing you don't have to worry about crashing is your portfolio. If you haven't, be sure to check out Portfolio Shield. I know you won't regret it, but let's keep going, because there's a massive amount of debt under this housing market. Well, that is bad news, because remember what happened in the great financial crisis? That's right. All that debt came out as prices came down. And here you can see red hot housing market fuels mortgage borrowing record as lenders issued an estimated $1.61 trillion in purchase mortgages in 2021. What's more, many Americans got raises and built up savings during the pandemic. Again, that exactly all that fiscal stimulus I've been talking about, giving them the means to buy. And now it is gone. And of course, it starts to make sense why those first-time homebuyer numbers are falling. Without that extra money from the government, they don't have the down payment. And that is critical here. All of that extra income goes somewhere, and a lot of it went into housing. According to the deputy chief economist at Redfin Corp, a real estate brokerage. And again, that is gone. And still, the surge in home prices outweighed rising incomes and low interest rates to push homeownership out of reach for many Americans. Mortgages are less affordable relative to income than at any time since 2008, according to the Federal Reserve Bank of Atlanta. In early 2021, Americans needed about 29% of their income to cover a mortgage payment on a median-priced home, the Atlanta Fed estimated. That rose by 33% by October. And so now you see the big picture. Without fiscal stimulus, with the Fed starting to rein in their easing, with home prices being too high, with first-time home buyers receding, and now mortgages being less affordable at any time since 2008, you can really see why home prices are potentially about to crash. And of course, we'll keep an eye on pending home sales, because if you're on the sidelines looking to buy, maybe you should wait a little longer. If you're trying to get out, maybe it's time to put the for sale sign up. And with that, thanks for watching. Thanks for being fans. I'm Steve Van Meter. We'll see you on Wednesday. Bye now. The content of this video is provides educational information only. It's not intended to advise provide investment or other advice. It is not to be construed as a recommendation or solicitation by our security investment instrument or to participate in a particular trading strategy. This video was prepared by Steve Van Meter in personal capacity. Opinions expressed in this video that do not reflect the view of Atlas Advisors Inc. or Steve Van Meter Financial.